Therapy Insiders is brought to you by Verve, makers of the Arc, a revolutionary neck pain relief and postural support device, available now at www.goarcnow.com, and by Edge Mobility System. Give your mobility the edge. Available at www.edgemobilitysystem.com.
Hopes of increasing motivation a little bit. I decided to change locations to outside, and the only thing that has changed is now I'm seeing EKGs in the clouds. According to my study prep book, this is either a side effect of schizophrenia or overcaffeination. I'm really hoping that it's the last one.
That is Brooke McIntosh, and this is a special episode of Therapy Insiders in which Brooke and I take a look and listen at 7 days leading up to her board exam. I asked Brooke to record her thoughts as she studies and prepares for the impending big test and the start of her career. So take a listen as Brooke and I talk through, discuss, and laugh a little bit at her 7 days until the physical therapy board exam.
So the NPTE is exactly 7 days away. It is 8:30 a.m. and this is the time that I would be walking into the testing center in a week. I'm feeling a little nervous and exhausted this morning. I laid down to go to bed around midnight. I was very happy with my studies for the day. And then I had a complete freak out moment that I didn't know anything. And I got up and studied for a few more hours. I don't think I learned anything. It just made me dream about wounds and their dressings. Today I'm going to buy, actually I'm about to do it right now, I'm going to buy the Pete exams and then take them, just one of them, because really what's another $100 in the grand scheme of things and everything else that I've paid in the last couple of years for PT school. So hopefully I'll do well on this and it'll give me some sort of peace of mind.
That was Brooke 7 days before her board exam. Brooke, what was going through your head at that moment?
Well, now it feels like it was about 10 years ago. I think the exam aged me about 10 years. But at that point, I was really exhausted. I was trying to not be mad about having to spend the money on the PEAT. But I think I was just really trying to get my mind wrapped around the fact that I only had 7 days left to cram for the biggest exam of my life.
So when you're studying for the board exam, I mean, what are some of the fears, some of the concerns? What's running through your head as you see 7 days left for this before you have to sit down and take this 5-hour exam?
Well, really, you're thinking that you are praying to God that you learned enough in your 3 years, you know, to be able to answer the 250 questions they throw at you, or that you can, you know, remember the teeny tiny details that someone said, you know, in your first day of class in anatomy 3 years ago. I think that was probably one of my biggest fears. And then, you know, you get the comprehensive study guides and you start seeing things that you've never heard of and you're like, oh dear God, so maybe I'll get 250 questions of things that I've never heard of. That's pretty frightening.
It does sound pretty frightening, which leads us to this.
So it is, I'm trying to find the clock. Oh, it's exactly 1:15. I studied a little bit. Mostly stuff that I already knew just to try to make myself feel better before I went to bed. So I'm going to try to go to sleep and then we'll just start this train over tomorrow.
Well, after a really frustrating day of taking the practice tests and trying to study a little bit, it's always nice to give yourself a little confidence boost and study something that you do know a little bit more. It's not really helpful, but maybe ease the nerves a little bit before you try to go to bed.
Now, is that a confidence boost or were you just neurotic about going to sleep and freaking out?
Okay, easy, easy, easy. Maybe a little bit of both, maybe a little bit of both, but I'm usually a really good sleeper. I never ever have trouble sleeping, and that week freaking did me in on the sleep. It was pretty rough.
Do you feel like your brain's just constantly going? You have an adrenaline rush? I mean, is it hard to get to sleep?
Yeah, I don't think that I actually slept that whole week. I think I was just studying with my eyes closed, like reviewing things. I was dreaming about the sections that I'd been over that day and, you know, like what I was going to study the next day, and, you know, situations that I'd been in, like studying wound care and things like that. I was dreaming that I was doing the wound care that I was studying about during the day. It was completely insane.
Nice. You're studying in your sleep. That sounds good to me. So let's see what day six brings.
There are 6 days until the NPTE. It is 9 o'clock a.m. I slept through all of my alarms that were set for, of course, 6, 6:05, 6:10, 6:15. I must have just turned them all off, but it's okay because I'm feeling pretty well rested. I'm going to try to get as much studying done today as I can, possibly take another practice test, maybe not. I'm trying to fool myself into thinking that I'm really pumped for studying today, so hopefully it's a productive day.
It's 8:10 p.m. and I'm already in bed. This is actually really, really pitiful. I feel like maybe I did learn a lot about neuro today, which is good. I may try to get up and take a few practice questions, but I'm starting to give up with studying. I feel like I'm starting to confuse myself now, but we'll see what either later tonight or tomorrow brings.
All right, so that was day six, or a roller coaster ride and an amusement park. I mean, you woke up fairly refreshed, and then all of a sudden by 8:10, you didn't even last that much of the day. I mean, it sounds like you hit that end peak of that roller coaster. What happened there?
Listen, the MPTE completely changed me. One, I'm a morning person. I like to get up, have coffee, be productive in the mornings. I'm a nighttime studier, so I don't think I've ever been to bed that early in my life. And I'm really not a quitter, I swear. That last clip is very, very hard to listen back to because that's pitiful.
Well, you're not a quitter, but 6 days out, I mean, are you feeling the adrenaline starting to kind of wear down already? Or is it just kind of starting to really take a toll on your mind and body?
I think it was a little bit of all of it. So I just graduated and then moved back home. You know, I've only been back at home at this point for 2 days. So I think, you know, the adrenaline was kicking in the mornings, but then by the evenings, the fact that I really haven't caught up on sleep from graduation and studying and everything else was really just starting to kick in. I think it sounded like I just needed to drink some coffee and stop crying.
Well, that was day six. If you're there already, I can't wait to hear what day 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1 bring. But
let's listen to them.
Let's start at day five next.
It is 9:05, and I have 5 days left until the NPTE. I woke up this morning at about 5 o'clock, hoping that I was going to get some really, really good studying in before the rest of the world woke up, and it did not happen. I fell right back to sleep and did not wake up again until now. So I'm going to attempt to learn everything that I did not learn while I was in cardiopulm. Hopefully it's not that much. Maybe I won't kill anyone. We'll see.
All right, so day five, you start off with setting your alarms, sleeping through them, and before you even get your day started, you're already thinking about killing people. What the hell's going on?
Listen, dude, first of all, I was tired, so give me a break. Come on, everyone hits snooze on their alarms every once in a while. But everyone always says that the MPTE is about not killing anyone, right? Yes?
No, I'm pretty sure the exam is about pushing a multiple choice question and passing it.
Well, we don't want to talk about what you said you did to the screen during the exam, so let's don't turn this around on me right now. This is...
we'll save that till the end. Well, okay. Let me just say, I hope your day gets better. So let's see what happens next.
Okay.
It's 9:45 p.m., and after taking that test earlier today, my brain has just kind of been fried. I've tried to read a little bit here and there. Ended up reading a lot of crap I've never heard of that kind of sends me into panic. So I decided to put it away for a little while. I'm going to go watch a movie or something, step away from this so I can pick it up fresh in the morning. Those tests are mentally exhausting, and then you're done and you're like really, really expecting a super high grade, and then you pass it. I mean, you do all right, but you're like, well, my grade really didn't change from everything that I've studied for the last few days, which is super frustrating. Tomorrow will be better.
All right, so at the end of day five, sounds like you're really starting to get the sense of how exhausting you will be. You're taking these practice exams, and sounds like you're just fried at the end of these tests. I mean, are you getting concerned now that maybe you might know the answers, but do you have the endurance to actually get through it?
Yeah, I am an overachiever, and so I really pride myself on my studying skills. So usually, you know, I'm used to, you know, not knowing something, you know, doing okay on it and then studying my butt off for a few days and then, you know, getting an A and keep on going. But, you know, 4 hours in, you know, and you still have 50 questions left, it was really starting to get to me. I was most definitely worried about my endurance at that point. And I swear I'm not a brat. I really, really sound like a brat in all of these. I was tired.
So 5 days out, how concerned are you really?
I think I was really starting to freak out at that point. I didn't know if I was going to be able to make it through the whole test or if I was going to have enough time to make it through them and be able to answer them at full capacity.
So that's 3 years of school culminating 5 days to go. Let's see what day four brings us.
It is 12 o'clock p.m. and there are 4 days until the MPTE. I could not bring myself to study this morning. I have done everything but study. I've cleaned my whole room. I've washed every dish. I dusted the baseboards and cleaned the ceiling fans off. That's really, really, really an issue. I need to sit down and study something today, but I just don't have the motivation. I would literally rather scrub the floor with a toothbrush than get started today.
It is 11:45 p.m. I am crawling into bed. I realize that I wasted the majority of today. I should not even be tired. I really didn't do that much today. Tomorrow is only 3 days away. It's a little scary. Not enough to scare me to get out of bed right now and study anything. So hopefully the last 3 years of PT school have helped me learn enough to pass this exam at this point. I'm just reviewing anyway, so that'll be all right.
So day four sounded very much like a brick wall. And you meeting it.
I definitely hit a wall.
Face first.
Definitely ran smack into it. But anyone who has ever studied for the MPTE, or for those of the people who are listening who will be studying for it, this day will happen to you and it will be very, very well deserved. I think I watched a lot of TV that day instead of doing anything. I didn't have cable while I was in PT school. And I have a lot of catching up to do.
It's any test. So we're using the physical therapy board exam, but if you're taking MCATs, if you're taking the MD board exams, I mean, it's kind of like the stages of grief. You know, everybody's going to go through those stages. And I think it's the same thing with an exam like this or anything you're preparing for, a huge meeting that you know you have 7 days to it, or even getting married. You know, you have this event, this moment in your life that is a culmination of things. And the fourth day, it's that middle ground. It's that not quite there, but the next day, that's going to push you closer to the event than you ever were. That halfway mark is going to be crossed overnight. So let's see how you tolerate that.
It is 9 o'clock a.m. and there are 3 days until the MPTE. Feeling a little nauseous, but I think it'll be okay. I'm going to study for just a little while and then I'm going to sit down and take the PEAT. I don't really know what I'm going to study. Maybe just look over stuff. Nothing's really sticking anymore. I'm really, really overstudying at this point, but we'll see.
All right, we're 3 days away. You wake up and already you feel nauseous. What's going through your head?
Well, usually I'm a pretty positive person, but I was sounding rather negative Nancy over there. But I really think I was just panicking at this point. Like you were saying before, you know, day four, it's like, man, okay, you know, like I'm halfway. I still got a little bit of time. But then you wake up on day three and you're like, oh, crap. Like it's coming really, really soon.
Speaking of coming really soon, you said you're starting to panic. So let's fast forward a little bit to day before the exam. Let's hear what panic really sounds like.
It's 11:25 and I'm officially starting to lose my mind. I've got to get out of this house. I've really been trapped here for too long now. I'm going to get out. I'm going to go have lunch with a non-PT friend. Well, that was one day away. And I had to do something to get out of the house at that point. I was really, really starting to lose it. So whenever I picked my lunch date, I had to pick someone who did not want to talk to me about gait patterns or joint mobs or how to treat kids. I really, really just had to get out for a little bit.
Now, when you went out, did you actually pay attention to anything they were saying, or were you just kind of like in a fog?
Yeah, no, I don't think I was like mentally present throughout the entire lunch. But
can you remember anything that was said during that lunch?
No, actually, whenever we were re-listening to it, I was trying to remember who I went to lunch with, and it took me a few minutes, but I've got it now. But yeah, that's how out of it I was on that day.
So you're out of it the day before, and let's say you had a good sleep. So tomorrow is the day. It is your big day, whether you're listening and it's your, again, your wedding, or it's your board exam, or it's you signing for a house. This is it. Tomorrow is the day. So let's see how Brooke's day went.
It's 7:30 a.m. and there are 0 days left until the NPTE. I'm heading to the testing center now. I am extremely nauseous. I'm a huge coffee drinker and I can barely take a few sips out of my coffee, which is really annoying because I do not want to have a caffeine headache. I try to drink some tea and go to bed early, and of course I woke up every hour on the hour until I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning. So I'm a little tired, but I'm more nervous than anything. I'm just ready for like adrenaline to kick in and just get this thing over with by now. I literally live 5 minutes from the testing center, but I'm still going an hour early.
All right, so that's you driving to the test. But let's back up a little bit. You wake up, it's test day. What's going through your head?
I wanted to throw up from the time that I woke up. I was shaking because I woke up and I actually thought that I looked at the clock wrong. I'm sure it's just my psychoness kicking in at that point. I either needed to take the test or be admitted to the psych ward at that point.
So you got your thoughts going everywhere. I mean, do you have a routine laid out? Do you have like a superstition that you have to do this, and that for just to feel right, just to let the emotion go and get the comfort over routine?
Yes. So every practice test that I took, I wore my test day outfit. So I already had my clothes laid out.
Please describe your test day outfit.
It is my favorite pair of jeans. It's actually the gray long sleeve t-shirt that I'm wearing right now and a pair of, I don't even know what kind of shoes they are, like little Van slip-on shoes. All comfortable, right. But enough structure to keep you sitting upright.
So you got your outfit on. Could you eat breakfast or were you too nervous?
I attempted to eat breakfast and it did not go over well. And I'm a coffee addict and I could not even drink my coffee.
All right.
So I was feeling pretty rough.
So couldn't drink the coffee, but you got your outfit on. You're driving through, which is the clip you just heard. And you get to the test center. You're walking in. You get through the door. The door opens. The person's asking you for your IDs and everything. Put everything in the locker. You sit down and you stare at the door, waiting for it to open so you can get in and finally take this test. What are you thinking as you're sitting there minutes before the test?
Well, I was really hoping that the person next to me would shut up because they were reading out the blood gas numbers. She was saying them over and over and over. And I was like, oh my God, please just let me get in there and get this over with before I go off on this crazy girl beside me. But that was also the psycho kicking in. But I, at that point, I was just ready to get in there and try to get it over with.
All right, so the door opens. They finally tell you you can go in. You go in. You sit down. You get your headphones. You get everything ready. You log in, and you start taking the test. Let's hear how it goes afterwards.
Wow. I took 4 hours and 45 minutes to take that exam. I have only ever taken 2.5 hours with breaks to take it. So I hope that just means I took my time and that I didn't just get my world rocked. That could have gone either way. I'm just like sitting here in my car, like I don't really know what to do. I need to drive, but I'm just kind of numb. I think I'm gonna go home and get some sleep. Recharge this brain. I don't think I should be driving. Probably should have gotten someone to pick me up after this. Wow.
Whew. Well, test is done. 7 days have come and gone. But you don't really sound relieved. What's going on?
I was probably the furthest from relieved that I've ever been in my entire life. That was coming out of there was probably the worst feeling in the world because I feel like the only ones that I was remembering were the ones that I didn't know at that point. And I was feeling pretty crappy.
I think that's a pretty common thing that everyone experiences. You always remember the extremes, either the really good or the really bad, because those instances just really stick with you. And on something like this, like an exam, those questions that you spend so much time on will be the ones that will linger and you'll remember and you'll have doubt whether you really did well enough. And so you go through the day. I mean, you had to wait how long before you found out if you passed or not?
So I didn't find out until the next Tuesday.
So you waited
like 7 at night.
A good bit of time to find out. So that's a lot of waiting. That's the flip side. The other 7 days. What's going through your mind and just overall as you're waiting for the result now?
Oh, I was so sick, as was everyone else who I talked to. You know, everyone was just saying, you know, that they could only remember, you know, the hardest ones. And, you know, I definitely didn't think that I'd passed. I was completely panicked. All I was thinking about was that I was really going to have to go through studying again, going through the hell that I had just went through and study again for the test. I didn't have one positive bone in my body after that thing was over.
So you're mentally, you're physically, you're just drained. And then on top of it, you have to wait another week in agony to find out if you passed. So that week passes, you get to 7 o'clock and
I passed. Someone called me and asked me if I looked at the exam page to see if I passed or not. And of course, like I hung up the phone and went to look at it. And it moved. So where your score's at or, you know, where the link to it's at, mine wasn't there anymore. And so I was like, oh, shit, of course. Like, I failed. Now this is so embarrassing. I've got to call them back and tell them that I failed. But it just flips to the top and then it says passed. And I screamed bloody murder. And then it was Cinco de Mayo. So I chugged my margarita. That's exactly how it went down. And then, of course, I called all of my family members, and it was great. But that was probably the biggest relief that I've felt.
Relief. That's
relief.
Probably, regardless of how happy you are and how ecstatic, and just the culmination of all your hard work, finishing with success. But probably the initial that raw emotion is relief, and then everything else starts coming in. So you had a fun, incredible, challenging, draining journey for 7 days until your board exam. If you had to summarize it and give advice or just anything to kind of put it together in a nutshell, how would you describe it, and what would you say to people listening?
So I would say trust in the process. You know, you go to school for 3 years. You know so much more than you expect. Take breaks, even if it's just to psychotically clean your room for 4 hours and not study. You really just have to trust in the process. You know so much more than you think you do. Try not to completely lose your mind. Listen to this. Listen to my days. If you think you're losing it, see that it's going to all be okay in the end.
It's all going to be okay in the end. Even if you don't pass your test, or you have a bad wedding, or any of the worst case scenarios that can happen, it will be okay in the end, because life goes on and different moments will happen. But that was Brooke's journey. That was her 7 days until a board exam. And we'd love to hear about your 7 days. How did your 7 days go? Was it a board exam? Was it a wedding? Was it signing for a house? Share some of your experiences, some of your stories, and let us know if you want to hear another 7 days until. You can find us therapyinsiders.com, also at Therapy Insiders on Twitter. Please reach out and congratulate Brooke. Brooke, where can they find you on Twitter or email or anything?
At Brooke McIntosh on Twitter and brookinmcintosh@gmail.com.
There you go. So congratulations, Dr. McIntosh.
I appreciate it. Thanks.